said it. How can you speak so unkindly of your own children? Oh, dear, how ill I feel. Have you no pity for me? Don't you realise how I suffer?
Indeed, my dear. I've suffered with you for the last 23 years, but I think you will recover and live to see many more rich young men come into the neighbourhood. When he was young, Mr. Bennet had made the mistake of falling in love with a pretty but foolish young woman. During the long years of their marriage, he had had time to regret his mistake. He soon realised that his wife had little intelligence or common sense, and was only interested in talking, shopping, and finding husbands for her daughters. His experience had made him rather bitter, and he could not stop himself mocking his wife, who never understood her husband's sense of humour. So, when, a week later, Mrs. Bennet discovered that her husband had, in fact, visited Mr. Bingley at Netherfield, she was surprised and very pleased. But she and her daughters tried in vain to persuade Mr. Bennet to describe the wealthy stranger, and in the end, they had to rely on another neighbour's description.
"He sounds wonderful, Mama," cried Lydia, the youngest and noisiest of the sisters. "Charlotte Lucas's father has been to see him and says he's quite young.